Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. It's when you go to check out for Amazon Prime Day and you realize that, crap, something went wrong. There's just a picture of a dog. It's not working. Ah.
Hell no.
What?
Hell no. No.
I just wanted to order two Instapots for my grandma and my mom because I was going to get them for early Christmas gifts, and now I can't.
Dude, the Instapot deal was amazing, and then Amazon crashed. It was a nightmare.
Yeah, it's just one of those Instapots. Yeah. Damn it.
Hell no.
I got one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Givens?
Yeah.
I didn't tell you about this.
Ooh.
I drove all the way to Elkhorn following Riggs.
Yeah.
Now you sneeze.
What the hell's going on?
It's allergies, I'm telling you. Everybody sneezes.
I'm allergic to you.
Oh, my God.
Mayor Givens.
You, both of you.
Well, good.
All right, so you're driving to Elkhorn. You're behind Riggs. Stop kissing him.
Okay, so I'm driving behind Riggs to Elkhorn, and we are going to Ripfest last weekend, and I'm following him because we had to drive separate.
Yeah.
Dude, let me tell you about this guy.
Yeah.
Freaking left lane driver.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Riggs drove the entire drive to Elkhorn in the left lane of 43, even though there was nobody in the right lane. So finally I got over and I was like, this dude is a left lane driver. One, it's illegal if you're not passing anyone now. And two, hello.
Riggs.
Isn't that occurring? How do you get in the left lane like that? Are you just oblivious?
Was there a big, huge line of traffic behind you and I?
No, but I don't get it. You're the left lane driver. See, he thinks because there's no traffic, he can just drive in the left lane. I'm like, it doesn't make any sense.
No, dude. You know what you're risking? And I'm being real with you.
What am I risking,
Gibbons? There could be a state trooper a mile down the road who just sees you in the left lane and can pull you over. That's a big ticket for no reason.
You're not passing.
And then I will learn that lesson.
Rebel.
I will learn that lesson when I get there. Yeah.
He's also not only a left lane driver.
What else am I?
But he doesn't know apparently how to use his cruise control because never in my life on the drive to Elkhorn have I tried to set my cruise and then it go down and then it go up. And I was like, God, Riggs! Put your cruise on and chill, dude! Trying to follow someone who's all over the place speed-wise? What a nightmare.
I was trying to irritate her the whole way down there, and it worked.
He was oblivious.
It worked.
He's oblivious, and he won't admit it, that he's a left-lane driver and doesn't pay attention.
Because I'm not.
You're better than that, Riggs.
Because you're not what?
Because I'm not a left-lane driver. I'm not oblivious.
Oh, my God, dude. You're such a liar right now.
I was just trying to piss you off.
No,
I was just
trying
to piss you off.
He knew I was going to do this because I made fun of him afterwards.
Oh, I know.
I said, hey, what's up, left-lane driver?
Thanks. 799-1037. What's your hell to the no? Or you can text to 71037. What's your hell
just
to the no,
it.
Huh? All right. I love the left lane. It's my favorite lane.
Thank you. Now I feel better.
When you have to come to terms with the fact that you were a left lane driver.
Hell no.
You jerk.
To the no.
And listen, I'm a jerk if there's people behind me. I'm a jerk if I'm causing a backup.
No.
I'll own the left lane driving. If.
You're trying to manipulate if.
No.
That's like saying, I'm sorry, but. Just say I'm a left lane driver. It doesn't matter if anybody's in the left lane or not.
I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm done with it.
Did you
read this
one text?
You won't accept it. You still haven't accepted it.
I just accepted it right now. I'm accepting it.
Text,
all right?
Text at 71037. Life according to Riggs. Left lane, acceptable. Fire lane, you're an ass hat.
That's what I was like.
Come
he's
on.
A freak about the fire lane. Then he's driving the left lane all the way.
It's true.
From Hales Corners to
Elkhorn. Okay, I've been admitting it. Okay, I'm a left lane driver.
Oh, my God.
Are you happy? Are you happy now?
Yes, actually.
Because it hurts on the inside.
I
it hurts
tell.
To admit that
to,
I'm wrong.
You need to relax about something so
it
stupid.
It hurts that I'm admitting that I'm wrong.
Listen,
it hurts in my loins.
Corinne wrote us and said, am I held to the nose when you live in Elkhorn? You skip Ribfest because of the humidity and find out Riggs, Allie, and Gibbons were there.
Right?
Gibbons wasn't there. It's just me and Riggs. But still.
He would have went there if she he knew that.
Well, if Gibbons was there, he'd be adding on to my left lane driver and then Riggs would really be shutting up.
Oh, my God.
But Riggs
so
was still trying to fight it for like 10 minutes.
Welcome to Hypocrisy in the Morning, Heaven. How are you?
How am I a part?
No, me. I preach about the fire lane and I preach about the left lane. So it's me. It's me. Heaven, good morning. What's your hell to the no?
I have have a mother-in-law who's been staying with me all week long, bugging me to leave my almost one-year-old son with her, which
yeah.
I don't trust for yeah. several reasons,
uh-huh.
but I have a nanny cam in my son's room.
Oh, boy.
So for the first time, I let her, I was like, all right, I'm just going to go up for an hour or so, leave her with him, and on the nanny cam, I hear her talking me.
Oh, really?
Well,
come
on
now.
No.
That's why you have a nanny cam.
Wait, how old is your kid?
Nah, I hung up on her. She can't curse.
Oh, yeah, good morning. She said a bad
Angela,
I have
good
so
morning.
Many questions.
Angela, good morning. What is your hell to the no? Angela?
No, is a guy that I'm really into invited me to a dog fight.
What?
Stop.
That's a real thing?
It's a huge problem in Milwaukee. You didn't
Jesus.
Know this? There's a huge problem with dog fighting. It's a major
yeah.
problem. It's disgusting.
I mean, I knew about chicken fighting, but dog fighting,
no,
come on.
No, it's
a
real
thing.
No, it's a real thing, and it's a real problem. And I cannot believe, I hope you report wherever he was going to send you, to the cops or to the animal control, because that is so illegal and so messed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I would have yeah. said, sure, I'll meet you there
Seriously,
with the police.
I would have said, let's go, and then called the cops and sent them there. I swear
Absolutely.
To God, I would have. What a douche. Ugh, did you drop him?
So did you go to the dog fight?
I was going to, and I was going to call the police and report them, but the police told me not to go because there's probably more illegal things going on there.
Oh,
other
true.
Than the dog fight. So.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
So then the police just said don't go and went on with their day. That's nice.
Yeah, dog fighting is the least of the concerns at that place. I'm sure there's way more legal things going on there. Kidding me, drugs and other stuff? Come on. People that are fighting dogs are not the most upstanding human beings.
No, they're gross.
I got a hell no for you.
Thanks for calling, Angela.
It's when your allergies are killing you.
Yes.
And your nose is dripping.
Yes.
And you ask Allie if you can have a tissue, and she says,
hell no.
But wait.
He tried to take my last tissue. I said, get the hell out of here, dude.
So then you go into the bathroom to blow your nose, and you get snot on your hand.
Oh,
awful. Awful.
You better
wash. You guys
washed.
Are disgusting.
Oh, I washed.
Snots McGee over here. Both you two.
I can't.
Allie
I,
and Gibbons. Between you two, it's more so.
Ugh.
Send
here,
Kleenex,
let me lick
please.
Your face,
no.
Riggs.
No.
Riggs.
Help. Send Kleenex.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.